assemblies, we have put on for you the Students of Hastings, sponsored by our PTM organization and by the cultural arts here in our community. Help me to welcome Gary Shelton, conductor of the Columbus Symphony.
Find this as I do, but all of these Baroque works seem to have a dance-like quality. And the fact of the matter is, these people aren't late, by the way. See, Baroque composers didn't write for woodwinds very much. So we have plenty for them to play as well. Lots of these Baroque works were based on dance compositions. And in fact, I've picked mostly dance music this morning, just so you get an idea of the evolution of dances. Of course, way back in the Baroque and classical periods, we didn't have the waltz and the jitterbug and the monkey and what have you. We had more elegant dances, simpler dances, but they really were the basis of all the dances that we do today. And I thought this next composition would be fun to look at because it's a piece that has dance music from different countries. Now we start out with a march, and the march developed in England and Germany, and you all of course know the feeling and the tempo, rhythm of a march. It's a piano concerto. And we have a veteran performer with the Columbus Symphony joining us. And I think you know who she is. So please welcome with us, to play with us this morning, Miss Jean Backfin. Jean?